Welcome everybody to The World is a Mess, and I just want to steampunk it. This is episode 97, November 20th, 2023. I guess this will be the Thanksgiving episode, because I can't imagine doing another one before Thanksgiving. Maybe we will. But I'm your host, Steampunk Stories, and I'm here in North Hollywood, California. And I'm here with your co-host, Daniel Bertison, and he is in Bellwood, Ontario, Canada. How's it going, Daniel?
Hi, I'm doing better, thanks.
Doing better? Compared to what?
Usually I'm kind of sad and depressed, but now I'm a little better, I guess, yeah.
Well, I mean, you have a lot to be fortunate for. You're not you're not living on the streets. But yeah, I got a little bit of a different setup this week because I changed out the end table for this steel mesh end table, and it's lower. So I had to point the webcam up. So now it's facing up towards me. And I got my wireless keyboard right here. But yeah, I guess the first order of business. I went and saw the Marvels yesterday.
Yeah, did you like it?
Nah, it mostly sucked.
I agree.
Spoilers ahead for those of you who haven't seen it, but it's been out for like a week. So if you were going to see it, you probably would have already seen it by now. But yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it a 4. And the only thing that makes it a 4 is the post-credit scene. That's why I said spoilers ahead. But the overall gist of the movie was that it had some pacing issues. There were times where I got bored watching it. I couldn't imagine watching it on B-Flex, because I would have probably just paused it because I would have gotten bored. But it was really slow-paced in the beginning, and there wasn't a lot of explanation. It was really poor screenwriting. Like, they're on the moon. They don't really explain why they don't have spacesuits. You would assume if they're on the moon, or it looks like the moon, they should have spacesuits. There's just no explanation. And the actress who played the villain, she had a hard time acting. She just had the same cheesy grin on her face. She had a kind of a, the actress who played the villain, she seemed very, I mean, the character, the villain seemed really weak. So when you have a movie with a weak villain, that really hurts the story. I hate the Flurkin. The Flurkin is the most cutesy MacGuffin, that's stupid, excuse to do cheap special effects, because you can just have a bunch of kittens or a bunch of cats and you consider them this exotic alien race called Flurkins. And you know, Miss Marvel, her character is annoying, and you know, so all the cutesy cat stuff, the you know, it seemed out of character for Miss Marvel that she would have a secret marriage. She was on that musical planet and she's married to the prince. I'm like, God, they're just making this into a Disney movie. This is like the Disney princesses. We need a musical scene. And you can see Disney's negative influence on the MCU in this movie, because it's like, well, Captain Marvel was built up to be this strong, independent woman, at least in the first movie. And then you find out, well, I had to compromise and marry this guy for treaty reasons in secret. And it was stupid. They had that whole stupid scene where the only way people could communicate was by singing. That was just dumb. The Flurkins were dumb. You know, that was just an excuse to be able to evacuate all the astronauts off the space station in a tiny space, because they apparently every Flurkin has storage in a dimensional pocket in each cat. It was just dumb. And then there were some slow pacing scenes. The action scenes weren't really that great. The villains got defeated pretty easily. She basically blew herself up in the end. The best part of it is the post-credit scene. Where they brought back Beasts from the Marvel or from the Fox Cinematic X-Men universe, and she apparently ripped a portal into another parallel reality or another parallel universe. And so that leads up, that's probably going to lead into the next MCU movie, which is going to be Deadpool 3.
Yeah,
What's
definitely.
your response to my review on that?
Oh yeah, I heard that Deadpool 3 will be a sequel to Loki season 2 and the Marvels.
Yeah, because it's you're gonna have the Time Variance Authority, and they're basically gonna recruit Deadpool, kind of like the way they recruited Loki, to help prune and investigate timelines. And apparently, Deadpool has to go kill the entire Fox Cinematic Universe, but he befriends Wolverine, and supposedly is going to. That's gonna be how they eliminate the Fox Cinematic Universe, but they bring in the X-Men. So,
Yeah, and now I'm hearing that they're not going to recast the X-Men. They're just going to use the Fox X-Men. I'm like, oh, I hope so. Please, I hope so.
that would make sense because they were mostly popular, except the last X-Men movie didn't do that well. Because they didn't do a really good job at Dark Phoenix Saga.
Yeah. I
But
wouldn't want to see new people in those roles. I want to see something from someone, I want to see familiar people, right? Yeah, familiar people.
I didn't like Jennifer Lawrence as Rogue. She did a terrible job
No, she
portraying
was Mystique.
or Mystique, not Rogue. Sorry, Mystique. I'm sorry, I've been tired and I haven't felt well the last few days. I've been kind of nauseous, so I don't know. I feel a little bit better today. But yeah, I misspoke. I meant Mystique. But yeah, she did a terrible job as Mystique. And they, tried to make Mystique a good guy, and that didn't quite work. But see. I mean, I would say the Dark Phoenix film, the last one, was kind of almost mediocre. I would classify it as almost mediocre, but it was definitely disappointing. But what did you think of X-Men Dark Phoenix?
Yeah, it was mediocre.
But what's the actor,
Oh yeah,
Frasier,
Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer. Kelsey Grammer did a really good job portraying Beast, and so I'm glad that they brought him back. Although I heard this time around, because he's getting older and more feeble, that he just basically did motion capture and provided the voice, because that was definitely CGI.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at him, it's like it doesn't look like the Beast from X-Men 3. When you look at his face, it looks fake and CGI-ish.
But I heard they had to do that because he didn't really, he's doesn't have the stamina that he used to have. Because like the last time he was in an X-Men movie was in 2008, or no, that was 2006, Last Stand.
No, wait, 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 wait. It was 2014. He made a small cameo as Beast in that other timeline that Logan created at the end of X-Men Days of Future Past.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, me too. One time I thought to myself, the last time we saw him was in 2006, but then I'm thinking, wait a sec, no, he made a cameo appearance in Days of Future Past.
So yeah, I like him as Beast. I think he's the better version of Beast than the other actor who played Beast.
Nicholas Holt. Oh my God, that guy's awful.
But
And you know what? The sad thing is, Nicholas Holt is now our new Lex Luthor for Superman Legacy. That this just in.
I could that could work.
Oh God, I can't stand that actor. I don't like Nicholas
Why do you
Holt.
not like the actor? What's wrong with the actor?
I just don't like him. He just, first of all, he replaced Kelsey Grammer in X-Men,
Okay. First class.
First Class and Days of Future Past. And I know Kelsey Grammer couldn't play him in the 60s and 70s, right? But I just don't like the actor. He's annoying to me.
Fair enough, fair enough. But
It's just like he's gonna be our new Lex Luthor. Oh, come on, there's plenty
I
of
didn't know about that.
there's yeah.
Interesting.
Nah.
But yeah, I mean, an interesting thing is with the Marvel's movie bombing, because it's only made, as of this date, November 20th, it's only made 161 million worldwide. And in its
Is
second
that's
weekend,
bad?
it what?
That's bad.
That's 2 weeks. Box office gross 161 million. That's bad because they spent 274 million on the production budget. I guess a lot of it went to actors' salaries and CGI, but
Would you buy the DVD when it comes out?
no.
Not even
I
for
only buy
Beast.
DVDs of movies that I like. I have a lot of movies that I like. I have a lot of DVDs and Blu-rays that I own. I don't want to own too many. I don't buy Blu-rays or DVDs for movies that I consider mediocre. I have to at least like it, or it has to be something interesting about it that I like, that I find worthwhile to buy. And I
Okay.
would not with the Marvels. Like, I recently bought the Blu-ray for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 because I love that movie. I thought the movie was really well done. And it also did well at the, it's the only MCU movie of 2023 that did well, because Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania bombed, and now the Marvels have bombed. I mean, the Marvels fell 78% in its second week. Its first weekend made 121 million worldwide. Second weekend, it's only made like 40 million worldwide. And you have the new what's the number one movie this week? It's that Office Mojo.
What's this? The Marvels has a historic drop in 2 weeks. Oh.
Yeah, it's doing terrible. It's bombed. There's no way it's going to come back from this. I mean, it's made 161 million in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, most of its money it made in the first week, which was 121 million, but that's worldwide gross.
I know
But
exactly what they're going to say. The reason why it failed. Okay. Miss Marvel failed. Right, Miss Marvel
the
tanked. The
Hunger
show.
Games movie, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, that's the number one movie. The Marvels has already fallen to fourth place, because you have, I mean, last weekend the Marvels was the number one movie. Hold on, I'll share, I'll screen share. Hold on. Bear with me.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I like your cookie trays in the back.
Cookie trays.
Yeah. I used to my mom used to buy those types of cookies. I used to own those trays.
No, those are, I have like computer parts in those. Those are like little toolboxes. God, it's. Hold on, it won't bring up that window. Oh, I need to close Skype. Yeah, too much bullshit. There we go. It was too many windows. I had too many windows open. All right, can you see that?
Yeah, The Hunger Games, The
Yeah, I mean, The
Ballad
Hunger
of
Games, The
Songbirds.
Ballad of Songs and Birds. But people said that movie is bombed as well, because this was like another $250 million budget movie that it needed to open with more than just 44 million. But it's the number one movie this week. Last week, Marvel's, as you can see, was number one, but it fell to fourth place. It got beat by The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, Trolls Band Together, which is some kind of cartoon, and a horror movie called Thanksgiving. And the Marvels fell to number four. So that's pretty bad, considering that they spent $274 million on the budget. I think there's a UK tax break where they could, where they did a $52 million write-off, but even then, that's a net loss. I mean, they've spent $220 million on the movie. Now, I heard that they spent less than normal amount of money promoting it because of the actor strike, the actors couldn't promote the film, which probably hurt the film. But they still spent a lot of money on posters and commercials and advertising promoting it that way. And even if you add like a hunt be if you give a conservative estimate and say they spent only 100 million promoting the movie, that's 320 million just to break even. And the movie's only made half that, and it's already fallen 78%. Its second weekend domestic gross was only $10 million, but I think worldwide gross was like 40 million. So that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. So you're going to see less superhero movies coming out, because like I think Warner Brothers is not planning to release any new superhero movies next year, because every movie they release this year has bombed. And there's only been one superhero movie this year that didn't bomb, and that was Guardians of the Galaxy 3. And you could really argue that that's more of a sci-fi movie than it is a superhero movie. But we'll see if Aquaman 2 does well. That's Warner Brothers' last hope to recoup some money, because they've lost a lot of money on Black Adam, Shazam 2. They lost a lot of money on The Flash. They lost a lot of money on Blue Beetle. So they've had bomb after bomb, and Marvel MCU is starting to be the same way. I mean, the Marvels is going to be probably the first Marvel movie to lose money. Now, Ant-Man and the Wasp was not considered a success because it only grossed 476 million. Quantumania did four. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Quantumania grossed 476 million worldwide. You could argue that maybe that movie broke even, but you don't spend hundreds of millions on a movie to just have it break even. And so that was considered a flop, although it was, you could argue that it's more of a light flop compared to the Marvels, or compared to Shazam 2, or compared to Black Adam. Although Black Adam was released last year, but here
Yeah.
just talking about movies released this year. But that's caused Kevin Feige and Disney to panic, and they've canceled the release of all their movies next year except for Deadpool 3.
Yeah.
So if you look at the roster for what's coming up next year as far as MCU movies, there's only one, and that is Deadpool 3. Now, Madam Web is a totally separate Sony verse movie, so that really has nothing to do with the MCU. That's a
Yeah,
Sony
Sony
movie.
is doing their own multiverse now because multiverse is a big thing, right? What I'm
Yeah.
hoping for is, okay, God forbid, when Secret Wars comes out,
And
have you
Madam
heard?
Web looks terrible, by the way.
I
What do you
know.
think? What do you
I
think of the
think
trailer?
the green evil Spider-Man is going around the multiverse killing Spider-Man is pretty interesting. I was talking about it
I know,
with
but the
Joe.
trailer didn't inspire that out of me. I saw a bunch of women who are, I guess, spider women, that she doesn't even look nothing like Madam Web
Madam
from
Web.
the comic
No.
books. So let me bring up, hold on. I'm going to do another screen share.
Yeah,
First,
Madam Web is old, man. She's old.
well, her she's like hooked up to, in the comic book, she's like hooked up to technology. She's able to see the future. So she's very physically feeble and very elderly, but she's got like a henchman that work for her, and she's able to predict Spider-Man's moves ahead of time.
Madam Web is like 3 million years old.
Hold on. I don't know if you've seen. Hold on a
Yeah.
second.
My first introduction to Madam Web was in Spider-Man, the animated series. Yeah, she was stuck in a chair.
Yeah, she's kind of like a cyborg, but she's like keyed into technology. And you see that? It's Amazing Spider-Man issue. I wish I had that key issue. It's starting to
But
become
I
valuable.
heard that she was a
But
bad guy at
hold on.
first.
Yeah. May she was a bad guy. She was a reoccurring villain in Spider-Man. And she first appeared in Amazing Spider-Man issue 210 from 1980. And she's kind of a D-tier list supervillain. But as you can see, she's elderly. She in the comic book, she's blind and she's paralyzed. And her only superpower is she can see the future, like, but only like I think a couple hours in advance. And that makes her very powerful because she's able to anticipate Spider-Man's moves. And she usually has like an army of henchmen, I think, that work for her. And I didn't read any of this. I need to read that comic, but I haven't read any of the Madame Web comics. But
Cool,
yeah, the
50
problem I
Cent.
have is the version of Madame Web is what the what's her name? She was in 50 Shades of Grey. Her name. I'm bad with names, but she doesn't look any okay. Dakota Johnson, I think, plays Madame Web. She looks nothing like, yeah, Dakota Johnson. I'm looking at the credits here on Internet Movie Database. Dakota Johnson plays Madame Web. Oops, I clicked on the wrong thing. Here, I'll screen share. I'll make it more interesting. So Dakota Johnson plays Madame Web. I mean, I guess this is going to be like her origin story before she becomes disabled, but she looks nothing. She's young, she's attractive, and she looks nothing like the character that she's based on. And it and they kind of portray her as like a superhero where she's using her ability to help the other spider women from the multiverse fight some villain that sort of looks like a dollar store Spider-Man. So it's nothing like the comic books, and they're trying to make Madame Web into a hero, and I don't really, I'm gonna start stop screen share. I don't really like that because they did the same thing with Morbius, and it just doesn't work. When you take a well-established villain and you totally change them up and you turn them into an anti-hero or a superhero when they weren't intended to be that way. The Venom movie was a little bit better because Venom in the comics started out a villain and then became more of a hero, anti-hero type character. The character evolved over time. But with Morbius, he's always been a villain. And the same thing with Madame Web, and they're turning her into a superhero, and she's just a Dakota Johnson, the hot chick from. She's just a hot chick from 50 Shades of Grey. So we're going to release this on Valentine's Day because maybe we'll get all the 50 Shades of Grey fans to come see the movie. It's just really dumb, and I didn't really like the trailer. I was it felt like a low budget, you know, like a lot of people described it as looking like a low budget CW show. You know what I'm saying? What did you think of the trailer? You don't have to agree with me. You could totally disagree with me, and I'm okay with that.
Well, no, I thought it was, I mean, I didn't like it. I didn't dislike it. I just thought it was okay, really. I mean, it's the Sony verse. I'm into the MCU.
Well, I mean, I get what Sony's trying to do because Sony only owns the rights to the Spider-Verse characters. They only own the rights to Spider-Verse, Spider-Man, and all the like the Sinister Six and all the C and D tier list Spider-Man villains. And you know, they Sony knows that if you do a superhero movie, sometimes they make a lot of money, sometimes they bomb, but sometimes they make a lot of money, or at least they had been up until 2023. And so they want to do superhero movies, but they don't really own the license to any superheroes. So I can almost imagine what it's like for those executives behind the scenes talking about, man, we need to do a superhero movie, but we only own Spider-Verse characters. Well, let's take these villains and recreate them as heroes. And they're doing the same thing with the Kraven the Hunter. They got a trailer for that. That movie is also being released next year. Let's see. That looks stupid as well. Yeah, Kraven the Hunter is coming out in 2024. They've already released a trailer for it. It looks really dumb. You know, I guess it's going to be Kraven versus the Rhino because Rhino makes a cameo appearance in the trailer. You see, like, his hand changing gray. And so that's just going to be dumb. And again, they're making the same mistake. They're trying to take a character like Kraven, which is one of Spider-Man's, I guess that's one of his rogue gallery, one of Spider-Man's rogue gallery, one of his more A-tier villains like Morbius and Dr. Octopus and Green Goblin. The problem is Kraven is more interesting as a villain. When you try to take a character from the comics that's a well-established villain and you turn him into try to turn him into a superhero, it just doesn't work. They did the same thing with Morbius. Now Venom is a little different. The first Venom movie was pretty entertaining because you know he is kind of an anti-hero in the comics. He's sometimes a villain, sometimes he's an anti-hero. But you know, it didn't work with Morbius, and that's why that movie bombed. And it did, and it's I don't think it's going to work with Kraven the Hunter and Madame Web. So this is a pretty lame lineup of Marvel movies next year. You got Kraven the Hunter, Madame Web, with the exception of Deadpool 3. That looks like it will be amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
But so anything
And
else
like I
in
told you,
entertainment news you want to talk about?
at the end of Deadpool 3, it's rumored that Wolverine and Deadpool are going to end up eating pizza. They're going to be in a pizza place, and then the camera pans up. We see it's Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man. So they're going to be in the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man universe eating pizza. Wolverine and Deadpool.
Well, that'll be cool if they have that Easter egg in there. I'm all for that.
Yeah, because we haven't seen the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man universe since 2007. So it would be nice to see it again. Even if
Yeah.
it's for like a quick bit.
So, what's next? Do you want to talk about news of the
Yeah, Ukraine war.
we could talk about the Ukraine war. We could also talk about we got 10 minutes time, so we got to make it quick. I just got the 10 minutes notice.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, I like that it at least gives you a timer, so now I know where to pace myself. We'll talk about Israel Palestine and then we can go on and talk about Ukraine. But let me share screen. I really like this website, Live UA Map. A lot of it is based on sourced information from news reports, and a lot of it is based on self-reporting. Now, you don't get a 100% accurate view of what's going on in the Middle East. Like, there's crazy stuff like owner of the ship, a galaxy leader, the ship is currently detained. Oh, yeah, apparently, the the Houthi government of southern Yemen, I think, detained an Israeli ship.
No, yeah.
Or there's something related to Yemen's Minister of Information. The Houthis hijacking of the ship Galaxy Leader is a terrorist act. And then you have owner of the ship held by the Houthis, Armin, carried out an illegal landing from a helicopter on the deck of the ship. Yeah, there was an Israeli ship detained by southern Yemen, because southern Yemen has declared war on Israel, but they're based like around here. But you look here in the Middle East, there's still a lot of bombing going on. You have, I don't know if you can see the purple areas. The purple areas are the areas occupied by the Israeli army. See, more images of Hamas weaponry and tunnels found by Israeli troops inside a mosque in Gaza City's Zeitoun neighborhood. I think forgive me if I'm not pronouncing it correctly. 36th Division troops also detected or directed several airstrikes against Hamas operatives, as well as located a rocket making lab explosive device and a drone. Okay. And apparently there's still some fighting going on here. Al-Quds brigades. We were able to cause six soldiers to be killed or wounded during clashes. So there's still some fighting going on in the vicinity of Gaza City, with over 11,000 civilians, and the Israeli Air Force continues to bomb relentlessly in the north and the south. Apparently, Israeli troops captured the palace, Justice Palace in Gaza, and then they've been bombing in the south and in Egypt. Egyptian Minister of Health, we continue to receive wounded, injured, and sick Palestinians to provide medical care. And it says, number of deaths and injuries among children in Gaza are terrifying. But yeah, it's been estimated that over 5,000 children, as of November the 20th, this war has been going on over a month, have been killed, and then Israelis have been shooting at people and targeting hospitals and targeting mosques and church, and just blowing up the roads as civilians trying to evacuate. And it's definitely an ethnic cleansing campaign. But like I said, there are bad actors on both sides. I mean, Hamas are terrorists. They killed a bunch of innocent civilians. But there's been Israeli illegal occupation of Palestinian territory since 1948. So this is just an escalation and, circular violence that continues to go on since 1948, with no end in sight. It's kind of depressing. So, the Gaza war hinders Israel gas exports to Egypt and Jordan. Anyway, so we only got about 5 minutes left. So do you want to switch to talking about you? Before I switch to talking about Ukraine, do you want to talk any more about the Israeli-Hamas conflict? They've got basically Gaza City mostly occupied, mostly surrounded, and the war is still ongoing and the bombing continues. And the civilian death toll is up to 11,000, including about 5,000 children. So
It's
any last
rough.
comments before I talk about Ukraine?
Oh,
We're running out of time, man. We got
no,
4 minutes
nothing,
left.
nothing. It's okay.
And you need to be fast on your feet, man. Like I said, we're running out of time. All right.
Yeah,
No,
so
no
no, I got
last
nothing to
comments
say
on
on that.
that. What? I mean, you can also see that Israel's been fighting skirmishes on the border of Lebanon as well with Hezbollah. And then the United States has got a carrier group out in the Mediterranean. But anyway, so if you have no last words, I'm going to go
But
on and talk
how
about
many people
Ukraine.
do you think are dying in this war every second?
I don't know.
All
I
right.
know. Impossible to calculate or predict that. So, but we're running out of time. We got less than 3 minutes. Let me give a brief update on Ukraine.
Oh yeah,
I
we
see.
have two major wars on two fronts, Ukraine and Israel.
Well, I mean, we're technically the United States is fighting, and its Western allies, which include like Canada, are fighting a proxy war with Russia. I mean, there were you need European Union countries, Canada, United States, are arming and equipping and training Ukrainian soldiers, and so we're fighting a proxy war with Russia, and then we're providing weapons to Israel and equipping them and using Israel as a proxy in the Middle East. So it's two proxy wars. But as you can see, the front line really hasn't changed that much. Russia continues to fight skirmish lines along the Dnieper River. Now, there's some reports here just south of Kherson that Ukrainian forces have created a bridgehead because the red is where Russia occupies, and then the white area and the gray areas are what the Ukrainian military occupies. And the blue is, of course, water. But yeah, there's really. You know, considering that Ukraine launched a counteroffensive like back in June, and they've only taken this small amount of territory, it's pretty much a stalemate at this point. And there's been heavy bombing. Russia continues to have air superiority. They don't have absolute air superiority, but they have air, I shall say, more like air dominance. They have air dominance because Ukraine doesn't have much of an air force or a navy. If you look here at Bakhmut, Russia still occupies Bakhmut and they still occupy Soledar. Russia took these two towns earlier this year, about 6 months ago. And then down here, there's been really heavy fighting. Adivka, there's been really heavy fighting. The Russian Air Force is bombing. And you got heavy skirmishes right here. Ukrainian military had 54 combat engagements with Russian forces. That's a lot. This is just within the last 24 hours. So there's heavy fighting. Russia's trying to take Adivka, and they're launching a pincer movement. You can see here, Russian forces are cutting off this road, and they're launching two pincer movements, and they're trying to encircle Ukrainian forces around Adivka. So. That's the main development as far as the front line is Russian forces. You can see they're in the red, what they control on the map. They're doing pincer. Okay, we got less than a minute. But anyway, still stalemate, still no end in sight. Thank you very much for joining us. This has been The World is a Mess, and I just want to steampunk it. Episode 97, November 20th, 2023. I'm your host, Steampunk Starraisin, and you're here with co-host Daniel Burdison in Bellwood, Ontario, Canada. You have a nice day. Now we'll see you 25 billion years.
All right.